The dry bean scene is brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Topsin Fungicide by UPI, Pickett Equipment, Johnstown Bean Company, and FMC. On Monday, USDA announced details of its farmer aid program to offset the impact of trade retaliation by foreign nations. The Food Purchase and Distribution Program will purchase up to $1.2 billion in commodities. Included on the purchase list are $14.2 million in kidney beans and $18 million in navy beans. The amounts of commodities to be purchased are based on an economic analysis of the damage caused by unjustified tariffs imposed on the crops. Damages will be adjusted based on several factors and spread out over several months in response to orders placed by states participating in the FNS Nutrition Assistance Programs. And taking a look at the dry edible bean crop, according to USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, 56% of the dry bean crop is rated good to excellent in North Dakota. 18% of the crop has been harvested. At Walhalla, North Dakota, area farmer Patrick Dunnigan has started harvesting pinto beans, and so far the crop is satisfactory.
Looks like there's going to be a nice crop. I'd say it's looking like it's going to be over a ton, maybe a load to mid-2,000 pounds, so we're really happy with what we've seen so far, but that's only our first field, so it's early yet.
In Minnesota, dry bean condition rated 74% good to excellent as of Sunday. That's up from 72% 1 week ago. None of the crop has been reported as harvested. And that's been the dry bean scene brought to you by Johnstown Bean Company, FMC, Pickett Equipment, Topsin Fungicide by UPI, and the North Harvest Bean Growers Association.